Welcome to this demonstration of a look at both iOS 7.1 for your iOS device, whether that be your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, and a look at a cool new hide feature to do with your Apple TV as of an update for 6.1. And this recording was done for both iOS 7.1 and Apple TV 6.1. in about the middle of March. It's actually March 17th, 2014. So first of all, I will start with iOS 7.1 and we'll go through some changes in relation to Siri, VoiceOver, and low vision changes in 7.1. And then I'll talk about a bug to do with accessing iOS 7.1 with your Bluetooth keyboard and a possible temporary fix as of this recording. And then we'll look at the new feature to do with hiding icons on the Apple TV home screen in Apple TV 6.1. The first thing I want to speak about is Siri, and that's in relation to two things. One, you've got the option of a male and female voice now, which I'll show you how to change. And also, you can actually pause when you're talking to Siri, and that works by just holding down the home button, talking and pausing as long as you like, talking again, and then releasing the home button, and Siri will then process what you're saying. So for example, if I ask it what the weather today is in Sydney, but then pause before I say Sydney, then say Sydney, and release, it should work quite nicely. So I'll do that now. Holding down the home button. What is the weather today in Sydney?
It should be nice in Sydney today. Up to 27 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so Siri only processed what I was saying after I released the home button. Before this update in 7.1, if you paused, Siri would actually think you're finished. Let me press the home button to come out of Siri. Okay, let me find settings to go into general and Siri, and we'll choose the different male voice. The one I'm currently using since I'm in Australia is an Australian voice. So let's try and see what the male voice sounds like. So I'm going to touch on settings.
Settings.
Okay, one finger double tap on settings.
Settings.
And let me touch on the screen again to find general. Bottom of the screen.
Do not disturb button.
Let me do one finger flick to the right.
General button.
There's general, one finger double tap.
General settings, back button.
Flick to the right to find Siri.
General heading, about. Button, software update, button, Siri, button.
One finger double tap on Siri.
Select Siri, general, back button.
And flick through the right.
Siri, heading, Siri, on. Press and hold the home button to start speaking to Siri, then release the button when we're done. About Siri and privacy, link. Language, English, Australia, button.
Okay, so I'm using the language English Australia. Flick to the right again.
Voice gender, female, button.
Currently, voice gender is female. Let me one finger double tap on that.
Voice gender, Siri, back button.
Flick to the right.
Voice gender, heading, male.
And one finger double tap on male.
Selected, male.
Okay, and let's see what the male voice sounds like. I'm going to actually use my weather example again and just ask it, what is the weather today in Sydney? So hone down the home button. What is the weather today in Sydney? Release the home button.
The weather's looking good for Sydney today. Up to 27 degrees Celsius.
Oh, he sounds very chirpy, doesn't he? Let me do that again one more time. What is the weather today in Gosford?
Okay, the temperature for Gosford today will range between 17 and 25 degrees.
Lovely. Okay, let me put it back to the female voice. So pressing the home button once to come out of Siri. Let's touch the screen with one finger.
Selected, male.
Okay, I flick to the right.
Female.
One finger double tap on female.
Selected, female.
I'll let's see if she's back to the female voice now. What is the weather today in Gosford?
Today, the temperature will range from 17 degrees to 25 degrees.
Beautiful. So she's back. Okay, pressing the home button. And I'm going to press the home button again to come out of settings.
Home. Settings.
Okay, so that's the first thing I wanted to show you about Siri. The second thing I wanted to show you is that if you have multiple voices selected in your rotor, you can have it so that you can set different voice rates for the varying voices. So for example, if I do a two-finger rotate around to languages on my rotor at the moment, since I've got more than one selected.
Containers, language.
Okay, I'm on language, and of course I've got default Australia. If I do a one-finger flick down.
British English.
Okay, I've got the British English voice that's previously selected running very slow. So if I flick to the left.
Compass. App Store. Compass.
Flicking to the right again.
Settings.
Okay, if I do one finger flick down.
Irish English.
I haven't got Irish English adjusted. It's still the compressed voice.
South African English.
South African English, still compressed and the normal speed.
US English.
I've got the US English voice running faster. So flick to the left.
Compass.
That's Compass.
App Store.
App Store. Flick to the right.
Compass.
That's Compass again.
Settings.
And back to settings. If I do one finger flick down again.
Default language, Australian English.
I'm back to Australian English. So I flick to the left.
Compass.
Compass.
App Store.
App Store. Flick to the right.
Compass. Settings.
Okay, I'm back to settings again. So it's good that you can have different voice rates selected depending on what you may want to do, such as navigating versus reading for content. Let me just go into Settings, General Accessibility VoiceOver, and show you where you change the voice rates for the different voices that you've got selected on your rotor. So I'm going to hold down the home button and just say Accessibility Settings. Accessibility Settings.
Settings, Accessibility, General, Back button.
Flick right with one finger to find VoiceOver.
Accessibility, Heading, Vision, Heading, VoiceOver, On, button.
There's VoiceOver, one finger double tap.
VoiceOver, Accessibility, Back button.
Touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Speaking rate, 30%, adjustable.
Okay, keep flicking to the right to find languages.
Speak hints, use pitch check, use sound effect, use compact, braille, but rotor, button, languages and dialects, button.
Languages and dialects, one finger double tap.
Languages and dialects, back button.
Flick to the right with one finger.
Languages and dialects, heading, edit, button, default dialect, Australian English. Button.
Okay, so my default dialect is Australian English.
Rotor languages, heading.
And here's my currently selected rotor languages.
British English.
Okay, British English, flip to the right.
More info.
British English.
Okay, flip to the right again.
Irish English, more info. South African English, more info. US English, more info. US English.
Now, the reason why I just kept flicking through then is that you can actually tell what your voice rate is for each voice when you flick over it and it's in focus. So I'm going to flick back to British English and speed him up a little bit. So one finger flick to the left, back to British English.
US English, more info. South African English, more info. Irish English, more info.
British English.
Okay, that's British English. Make sure I'm on it. Flick to the right.
More info.
British English.
One finger double tap.
English. Back button. English. Heading.
Flicking through to the right.
Voice quality. Heading. Enhanced quality. On.
Okay, and as you can tell, I've already downloaded the enhanced voice quality. One finger flick to the right.
The enhanced quality voice is used. Speaking rate. Heading. 0%. Adjustable.
Okay, so I've got it very slow at the moment. Let's bring him up back up to, say, 50%. So one finger flick up.
10%. 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%.
And of course I can find the back button at the top left hand side or just do a two finger scrub on the screen.
Languages and dialects.
Let me one finger flick right to find British English again.
Languages and dialects. Heading, edit, button, default dialect, Australian English, button, rotor languages, heading.
British English.
More info.
British English.
Okay, and as you can tell, he's definitely a lot faster. Or if I wanted to use my rotor to check, because I'm still on languages, if I do one finger flick down.
British English.
And if I do one finger flick left.
British English. Rotor languages. Default dialect. Edit. Button. Languages and dialects. Heading.
Okay, you can tell it's definitely faster. So I'm going to one finger flick up now on my rotor to get rounded back to my default Australian voice.
Default language. Australian English.
Now, while I'm in accessibility settings, let me show you a few more features that are new in the accessibility panel now. So I'm going to two-finger scrub again.
VoiceOver, accessibility, back button.
I want to go one more back. And since the focus is already on the back button, I'm going to do one finger double tap this time.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
If I one finger flick right.
Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading. Voice over. On. Zoom. Off. Invert colors. Off. Speak selection. On. Speak auto text. On. Automatically speak auto cap larger text. On. Button. Bold text. On. Button shapes. On.
Okay, we've now got button shapes. So that puts a little outline around buttons down to make them easier to see.
Increase contrast. On. Button.
Now, increase contrast now is interesting because we've got three settings under contrast now. So for one finger double tap.
Increase contrast. Accessibility. Back button.
And flick to the right with one finger.
Increase contrast. Heading. Reduce transparency. On.
I've got reduce transparency on. And if I flick to the right, it'll give us an explanation of that setting.
Improve contrast on some backgrounds to increase legibility. Heading.
Okay, improve contrast on some backgrounds. If I flick to the right again.
Darken colours. On.
Okay, darken colours. And this particular one makes colours darker. So darken colours actually makes colours a lot darker on the screen. Again, making it easier to see. Flick to the right again.
Reduce white point. On.
Reduce white point. And the reduce white point is literally to reduce how bright whites look on the screen. I.e. if you're glare sensitive and lots of white makes it hard for you to look at the screen, this is reduces that white colour on the screen for you. So that's the three new settings under contrast. Reduce transparency, darken colours, and reduce white point. Okay, so two finger scrub to go back.
Accessibility, general.
And you will notice that quite a few of the general large print options, such as bolded text, for example, will be enabled in a lot more applications in iOS 7.1 now. The other thing that is also in accessibility now is the head control gesture under switch control. So you can use left or right head movements instead of a physical switch or touching the screen to control your iOS device, whether that's your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. So they were basically the three major things that I wanted to show you in accessibility. The different voice speech rates to do with VoiceOver, the new low vision options, particularly the contrast settings, and the third feature, which was switch head control of your iOS device. So let me press the home button to come out of settings.
Messages, one in red message.
And I should say in relation to VoiceOver, there's been quite a few bug fixes. For example, the screen lock bug, where when you lock the screen, it would say screen lock twice, and so on. At the moment of this recording, there's a fairly significant bug in relation to the use of the Bluetooth keyboard in iOS. Because one of the major bugs that actually got fixed in 7.1, which I guess to some extent maybe of course this Bluetooth keyboard bug, is that when you use the control key on the keyboard, it shuts your voice up. And that used to be fine in previous versions of iOS, before iOS 7. However, in this case, it causes the Bluetooth keyboard to misbehave. So let me just show you what it does. So I've got my keyboard on my lap. I'm going to do find, so VOF, or Control Option F.
Enter search text.
Type in notes.
N-O-T-E-S, notes.
Okay, select that.
Notes, accounts, back button.
And let's write our, and of course I'm using QuickNav, over to new.
New, button.
Select.
Note.
So it's going to hit my control key once by itself, and I'm going to start typing.
Tab, new, bottom of space. Space, tab, space, new, space.
Okay, I just typed in, hello world, this is me. And as you can tell, it's actually not working at the moment, okay? Because I pressed the control button by itself. So now, if I do the fix offered by Apple, so I'm going to do VO or control option right arrow.
Share, dimmed, button.
Go back to the left with VO left arrow.
Note, text field is editing.
Okay, and I'll do it again.
Share, dimmed, button.
So via right hand and via left arrow.
Note, text field is editing.
Okay, I'm going to highlight everything.
Selected. Selection deleted.
Just press delete. Now if I type in hello world, this is me.
Capital H E L O space hello W O R L D space world T O R S space this S space is L E period me. New line.
Now let me take quick nav off. If I go up arrow.
New line. Hello world, this is me.
Okay, and if I do option right arrow.
Hello world, this is me period.
Option left arrow.
Me period is this world. Hello.
I'll just write arrow by itself.
Capital E L L O.
Okay, hello.
Oscar. O L L E. Capital H. Hotel.
Okay, it works fine. So the trick with this bug is it's nice to be able to shut the voice up in 7.1 of this release to shut the voice up, but don't do it. Just use, say, the caps lock key or the shift key to shut the voice up. Don't use the control key by itself. So let me just press VOH to come out of this and come back to the main home screen.
Notes.
Let me just show you quickly about the new easy hide icon feature on your home screen in the Apple TV version 6.1 update. So it's going to press my menu key to wake my Apple TV up.
6 of 6.
Okay, so I'm on 6 of 6 on my main home screen. So I'm just going to just check what number 6 is. It's the second row. It's going to press left arrow.
Radio. Button. 6 of 6.
So that's radio as an internet radio. It's going to press up arrow.
Bloomberg. Button. 1 of 6.
Now let's say, for example, I wanted to hide Bloomberg in this case. The fast way to do it is to hold down the select button as if I'm about to move the icons around. So holding it in now, the select button in the middle.
Press the directional buttons to move this item. Press play pause for more options.
Okay, press the directional buttons to move this item or press play pause for more options. So play pause is the right key of the two keys underneath the select button on your Apple remote. So if I do that now, press play pause.
In Bloomberg, to undo, go to settings, main menu and select Bloomberg. Hide this item. Button. 1 of 2.
Tells you where to go to actually undo this option, as in settings, main menu. If I press down arrow on the remote.
Cancel. Button. 2 of 2.
It's cancel. If I press up arrow.
Hide this item. Button. 1 of 2.
To hide it, I press select again.
And enter passcode. Enter the 4-digit passcode. 0.
Now, as I've got parent restrictions running on my Apple TV, that's why it's just popped up and asked me for my PIN code. So I'm just going to pause the recording and put in my PIN code. Now if I press right arrow.
Done. Button. 3 of 3.
Select on done.
Bloom in main menu. Trailers. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, I've now got 5 options and it's all on one row now. So number 6 has now become number 5, etc. And that's the quick way to hide icons on the home screen of your Apple TV now with the 6.1 update for the Apple TV. So I hope you've enjoyed this quick demonstration of some of the major new features in iOS 7.1 to do with Siri, VoiceOver, and Low Vision, and also the new quick hide option on the Apple TV 6.1. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.